You are listening to Bridgeway Studios' production of Beneath Broken Machines, Reviving Trust in the Heart of the Gospel by P.C. Walker. This book is read by the author. This recording was produced in 2017 by Bridgeway Studios. This book was published by Westbow Press in 2016, and the copyright is owned by P.C. Walker. Beneath Broken Machines, a poem. He told me, "We're very proud of the ministry we have here. We've worked very hard to build a well-oiled machine." He went on to describe what I could only assume to be parts of his machine and asked if I could see myself as a part. I wish he had not asked. You see, some people build their faith like a well-oiled machine. They put in all their time and all their efforts in hopes the machine will produce the right product. Beware. When your faith becomes a well-oiled machine, for machines have no hearts. And some people build their faith like a well-oiled machine that keeps breaking down. They put in all their efforts and all their times, and the machine will not produce. Take courage, my friends. It is still a machine, and machines have no hearts. Machines have no need for miracles. They only ask for miracles and then operate in ways to make miracles unnecessary. Machines are built with big goals and bigger breakdowns, and I wish I could write these words in Braille so someone could feel what I'm saying. You don't need God to build a machine. But the gospel is for the broken ones, smart enough to know how foolish they are. It is for those who have tried and found life lacking, but who are not content to confess that this is all there is. It is for those wearied of wondering if our crying hearts might drown us, but who know that tears are telescopes to heaven, looking through trembling lenses for hope and deeper senses of home. It is for those who do not need church to be a menagerie of saints, but an emergency room for sinners. It is for those whose shadows are faint from finding too much light. The gospel is for those who will step out onto nothing, hoping to land on something, because accepting that you have been accepted is a perception of yourself not everyone can afford. It is for the wobbly and the weak-kneed who have let loose the luxury of denying a handout of amazing grace. It is for those who chose a path, though straight and narrow is still rugged and beaten. You are still on the right path. The gospel is for the phobic confessor who can never match the projections of the pious, but who know that perfection is a gangly wire no one could ever walk. It is for the child who holds that heaven is full of five-year-olds, sparing themselves the futility of proving themselves to people who will never speak your language, half trust, half boo-boos, half daddy I love yous, three halves make one more than whole. Do not accept yourself as you should be, but as you are, because you will never be as you should be. Quit rinsing your filthy rags in gas station bathrooms as if hand soap and make-believe would make them believe that you belong. But you belong. You belong to a kingdom, belonging to people not trying to be cleaner than they are. You belong. And the gospel is for the sin-soaked and the broken, who are loved and outspoken, knowing unworthy is not the same thing as worthless. It is for the paupers who have made peace with their flaws. It is for those who have prayed in silence but have never ceased to pray. The gospel is for you. Do not for one second take your gift for granted. Make sure your gift is contagious, because while it is yours to have, it is only valuable in its giving away. Make sure your every conversation leaves a sensation of love, because this is where the mighty descend and the lowly rise to comprise what we all crave. It is standing on the lip of the Grand Canyon with a contagious tour guide telling you to look at this, look at that, look at this. And if the Grand Canyon is only a faint glimpse of God's glory, you have to wonder, what must he be like? You are not a machine. You are a child of God with a beating heart. You are a tour guide to God's love and glory.
Introduction. I Sample complete. Ready to continue?